You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls.
Join the over 100,000 Browns fans who are registered members of the Brown Backers Worldwide Fan Club. Receive merchandise discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. Gerard Cherry, the third member of our squad, joining us now. Gerard, did you get a chance to catch the fun on the way into work today?
That I did, and I was loving the female caller who called you Nate Dogg Notorious.
That was great. That's right.
Made my day right there.
Loved it. So, Gerard, as we, you know, again, we've talked about this Jets game, and more importantly, though, is I think, let's go back a little bit, because this, I think, is right in your wheelhouse. Jason Campbell acknowledged, and we do love candid responses to questions. We do love guys who don't give you something other than a company line and, you know, pablum. He said that this team carried that New England game mentally into the Chicago game, and he thought it was a factor that this team just didn't get over it. Give me a player perspective on that and a thought on that being problematic for this Browns team.
It's a huge problem because really your mentality has to be week to week because you're in no position, especially when you're losing, to feel sorry for yourself and say, oh, man, here we go. We got to play again. That mentality has to leave. But at the same time, guys, understand, when you're in the mode that the Browns are in right now from a player perspective, you struggle because you're losing and you really are counting down the days until this is all over. It's a bad way to approach it, but when you're winning to the magnitude in which these guys are right now, it is painful. A week seems like a month. A day seems like a week. And yes, you probably will fret over what took place last week because you did let one get away. But part of being a professional is letting that stuff go by the wayside. And one thing, especially with one of the youngest teams in the NFL that you cannot afford to have happen, is for them to have things like that resonate with them, and it's the job of veterans like Jason Campbell to say, you know what, guys, remove that doubt from your minds. Let's go out here and play another football game. But when you give one away, yeah, it is a tough loss, but you got to move on. You have to.
He's right. You got to move on. And one of the things that should be good, having some youthful guys out there, Leon McFadden's going to play his most extensive action, and we actually went inside the locker room with him, and he said the most important thing he's been told and that he's focused on is taking care of his own job, doing his job, not worrying about the others. What do you think about that for a young guy like Leon McFadden?
Yeah, start with yourself. Self-focus. Also understand the context of what you do in the defense and what other guys do around you so you can be a better player. But, yeah, for Leon McFadden, it's going to be a great opportunity for him because the best way for him to get better is to get experience. You don't get better by watching – let me preface this. You do get better by being a student of the game and watching film, but the actual going out there and playing and seeing what actual game speed is like, nothing replaces that. So he's in a very fortunate place because we weren't quite sure how much meaningful time he'd get this year. Now it looks like with the last – few games coming up here and Joe Hayden being injured, he may get that chance to play some meaningful time and make a statement about, hey guys, you may not want to consider bringing in someone again for the cornerback spot in this. You may have something solid with me. So that's the message he needs to send, and that needs to be his attitude and his approach this weekend especially.
And speaking of messages, Gerard, the front seven's got to give a big one. It's almost in the now or never category in my mind, where you've got one of the weaker passing teams in the league, you've got a rookie quarterback back there, you've got a lot of reasons why this pass rush should make its presence felt on Sunday. And honestly, again, regardless of what's not at stake for this team or even that team, I think they've got to leave a calling card that tells us all, okay, this is truly a good group, other than us wondering whether they just kind of half-hearted it, because that'll be the answer if they don't deliver sacks and pressures in a big way.
Oh, especially against what would be considered a weaker opponent. If you don't have the stats to prove that you are what Jimmy Haslam and company invested money in for you to be the stellar pass rush, that's going to speak volumes of what you need and may need to consider going into next season. So, yes, guys, this is your opportunity to pad your stats going against a weaker passing team. And if that's not your mindset, then I know for sure that it has kicked in the idea of palm trees and U-Haul trucks. So if this team does not show up defensively on the front seven, I know for sure that's what guys have their mind on. What they're going to be doing a couple weeks from now, what beach in Bahamas will they be hanging out, Dominican Republic. And it's right there. It's on some guys' forefront of some guys' mind. Don't get it wrong. And when you start seeing a long line of guys on the injury reserve list or injured list, that's a telltale sign as well.
It is, and a lot of injuries are piling up this late in the season. I talked earlier about the running game and the physicality of the Jets up front with Chris Ivory doing a good job. Can the Browns shut him down and force Geno Smith to be one-dimensional?
Real quick.
Browns can do anything they put their mind to. It's a matter of will they do it for four quarters is my opinion on it all.
Gerard, thank you. You're great.
No problem.
And you're going to hear more of Gerard Cherry with Bruce Hooley and Hooley and Gerard. That's following this show. Fun show. Spirited stuff. I love it.
Spirited.
Spirited. It's good stuff. We want to thank for being part of this show Leon McFadden along with Jameer Howerton, Jimmy Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Thank you. And we want to thank Megan Rock for all the tweeting she did within the show. And she's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which you will see on ClevelandBrowns.com, the highlights of our very spirited show later today. And Dave DiNatale, our tremendous producer, for trying to keep the show on clock, even though we just ignored the living crap out of that and just kept rolling. We were going to do this for like a solid couple more hours.
We're rolling.
You're rolling,
you're rolling.
That's right. And, okay, for Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. We will be with you again tomorrow, promise. And we still love each other, promise.
Guaranteed.
On Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Don't start rookies.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.